Conversation now with Bill Tech on SVI Media, of course, KMER and KDWI Radio and all of that. Mayor, here you are, Mayor of Kemmer in historic times. A lot happening. We're going to narrow it right down to 2022, and you're getting ready for a lot. What does Kemmer have online out there on the plans for 2022?
Right now, of course, just being notified several months ago about being the recipient of the Natrium Nuclear Power Plant. Boy, there's so much planning to do here right now. But we also have a solar project between Kemmer and Cokeville. Mm-hmm. So we're planning on that and housing. We have at least one new housing development that is in the work and has gone to zoning. We're trying to get that through. We have another one that is actually interested, and I talked to him just yesterday. He has buyers available for that or want that, but we need to go for zoning on that. And about halfway through that solar project, we have Exxon that is starting a multi-million dollar project up by LaBarge that's going to impact Kemmer as well.
Oh, yes.
And then about the time that that's wrapping up, provided that all the permitting makes it through the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on the Natrium Power Plant, we'll get going on that. Believe that's slated to be completed and online by 2024, right in that ballpark. So we have so many things that are going to be going on that are going to keep our community growing right through 2028. Sure. And it's real exciting. I've only been the mayor here for just over the year. And
you hit the ground running, didn't you?
And holy mackerel, I'm telling you, you know, you're always thinking about growth and everything like that, but in the last few years, we've been hit with our power plant shutting down, and of course, everyone is panicking about that. And then all of a sudden, these things come about, and this is absolutely going to propel our communities into the future. And that's all of our surrounding communities. And I know when I wrote letters to TerraPower and Pacific Corp, that, you know, when it comes to big projects like this, we've done this over and over and over for decades now, whether it was the Fontenelle Dam or Viva Norton Dam, the building of the current coal-powered fire power plant. You know, we've done these over and over again, and the small community of Kemmer is never able to house all those people, but you know, LaBarge houses people. We have people that live in Rock Springs, Green River, Lyman, Mountain View, Evanston. Oh, gosh. And then over into Utah, into Randolph, and even Lake Town and Garden City, and then Montpelier, Idaho. We have, right. I, you know, when you're talking about community, I don't talk about just the city of Kemmer. I'm talking about all of us in a really kind of a large area.
Yeah.
That feel the impacts from this, but also see the benefits from it as well.
That's right. So, in terms of like housing, have you got any idea what kind of size is out there for these projects that are coming into Kemmer?
Like I say, we have the Antelope Ridge project that is actually in the works, and that's going to be hopefully about 40 new houses, and there we're talking about families. Our trailer park that we have down here, Foothills Trailer Park, we've been contacted by them. They have hopes of bringing in another 40 to 45 housing units down there. And again, you could be talking about single workers there, but probably more likely than not families. We have another RV park that's just expanded here, and I think we can they'll probably house maybe as many as 20 to 30 campers in there. We have already two existing trailer parks, RV parks. And, you know, traditionally with our Exxon gas plant and our power plant, they have shutdowns periodically through the year, and that's how people are housed here most of the time, whether it's workers coming in, stay at motels. A good number of them bring RVs in and park them for whatever the month period or 2 month period while they're doing their shutdowns. So we've been able to house a lot of people over a short time frame. But this time frame that we're looking at here is much longer, and I just know that that our communities are going to benefit from this into the future. And, you know, when you talk about green energy, talking about shutting down our coal mines and things like that, I don't really see that happening anytime in the near future, that it's going to go away. It's just not.
They're, still need the engine that drives the power source.
Yeah, you know, you don't set up those the solar projects without the equipment that it takes to go put that in, the steel that it goes to put them in, and the same with the windmill generators. I mean, put that in perspective. Without the coal energy and carbon footprint,
right,
they don't happen.
Keep it all in perspective, right, Mayor?
So we're, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, right. None of that is going away. And we're actually, I know that the city of Kemmer, myself and city administrator have worked with connecting our coal mine, Kemmer operations, with other entities that are interested in using the coal.
Sure.
And, you know, so coal's not going away. We're going to get this power plant. We're going to have more families that move into Kemmer, and just going to propel our city and the community, surrounding communities, into the future.
Bright future for Kemmer.
Very excited about it, but boy, what a bunch of work it's been so far.
Wish you all the best with that, Mayor. Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it.
Mayor Bill Tech, Town of Kemmer, City of Kemmer.